This is Congressman Lee Zeldin reminding you all to keep your radio to 103.9 LI News Radio for the biggest stories from across the island.
Indeed. Coming up in the hour as well, Marty Kanner, Aggie Nadell, New York American Water. First, though, the Congressman of the 1st Congressional. We welcome him for a couple of minutes. Sir, how are you? Happy New Year, first off, and hope all is well.
I feel like New Year's Day was a full year ago. It's coming off the week that we just had as a country, but Happy New Year, Jay.
Indeed, you're right, 100%. Feels like we've been around this year already, 2021, for a couple of months. We're only 11 days in. Lots happened. First off, congratulations on the swearing in. I believe it was on the 3rd. Your thoughts, sir, as far as the events of last Wednesday, what were you thinking?
I was in the House chamber when everything went down. The people came into the Capitol. At first, there was a lack of communication. We knew something was going on, but we didn't know the details of it. And I would say it was probably about a 10 to 15 minute or so time frame before we evacuated out of the chamber. And I just vividly remember how every minute went down. I wouldn't say that that fear was what was the primary emotion amongst members. I don't want to speak for them. They could speak for themselves. I would say the lack of knowing exactly what was going on was probably the biggest issue, because you knew something was going on once the Capitol Police come in. They grabbed the Speaker, they grabbed the House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, they grabbed the Minority Whip Steve Scalise. I was on the phone with you years ago when I found out the news that Steve was shot on that baseball field. I vividly remember my conversation with you that day. I can't in any stronger terms condemn the destruction, the violence, the physical attacks, the loss of life. What took place inside of the Capitol last Wednesday is a sight that should never be part of U.S. history. And now for January 6th, 2021, because of what they did inside of the Capitol that day, it's going to be a permanent memory for everyone who was there, who was everyone watching the TV, and probably for those too young or even not yet born will be learning about it one day. And it's a sad mark on our nation's history that people chose to do what they did. We have this amazing republic where we elect representatives to go into the halls of Congress and be our voice. And there are controversial issues where voicing positions on issues, will have constituents on both sides of an issue. And what you saw and what we saw at other parts during 2020 that we all have to take to heart and reflect on is that we have a lot of people in this country who feel like that government at all levels aren't representing them, that government isn't fighting for them, isn't their voice. When the extremes manifest itself in a way kind of like what we saw last Wednesday, something is seriously wrong on extra levels that we all need to give some thought to.
Question, Lee Zeldin with us. Congressman, so with that being said, you have an inauguration to take place roughly in about 9 days. The mindset, is it all there as far as kind of moving ahead? I mean, as you put it in a statement, for the nation to thrive, we need the economy to grow, the national security, the freedoms defended, and the Constitution protected. And we know that the Constitution was affected in some caliber, some form, regarding the election. But with that being said, and the challenges and everything else, with that being said, it's about moving forward. Is that the mindset right now of our leaders in Congress, in and around, as far as really kind of just going forward here, no matter what the feelings are?
Yeah, there's one massive issue to that. And we would be waking up this Monday morning talking more about that inside of Congress and also as a country. except we're waking up on a Monday morning where the people who set the agenda, the majority party in the House, are choosing to go forward with a whole other impeachment. So they're going to start that push formally today. It looks like there could be a vote on articles of impeachment as early as tomorrow. I'm waiting for more information on that at the moment. And, you know, you ask such a great question, which should be such an obvious answer. And I don't know if I mentioned it to you on the show. I know that I've definitely said it to a bunch of others last year when we're going towards the November 3rd, 2020 election, that the only I knew that the only thing that House Democrats were convinced of, if they maintained the majority, the only thing that they knew they were going to try to accomplish in 2021 was that they wanted to make Donald Trump the first president to be impeached twice. And, you know, that was primarily under the theory that Democrats would control the House and that the president would get reelected to a second term. I saw it as a certainty. But, you know, here we are with an inauguration day just a week and a half away. And instead of talking about the future, like you asked, and what we need to accomplish to move forward as a nation stronger, more united, there's a 100% chance that this impeachment push is only going to divide our country further. I view this as an opportunity for Joe Biden. He could come out, you know, make a public statement and say, you know, in the spirit of wanting to start off strong, to build bridges, to heal as a country, I'm calling on those in Congress who, you know, share my concerns, .. He can say whatever he wants to say about, you know, that piece. You know, I'm calling on you to not move forward with this impeachment. But the reality is that there are issues that are much, much deeper within the Democratic Party at the moment, and you know, and they're not coming in with a huge majority. It's barely a majority in the House. In the Senate, it's a tiebreaker with the vote of the vice president. And, you know, it's going to be hard for them to get their agenda done. And you have, you know, far left elements with outsized power now taking over the party. And then you have more moderate centrist voices who, you know, they're not going to, I don't think Joe Manchin is going to be voting for the Green New Deal any day soon. So, you know, they have challenges as a party, and they're actually going to be in charge with one party rule. So I'm concerned about the path forward for our country from that perspective. But, you know, executive orders can get signed without having to go through Congress. Congressional Review Act legislation can get through with just a majority vote in the Senate. That's when you overturn the rules and regulations that were done by the prior administration. Fortunately, the courts right now are you know, a check on this one-party rule in the other two branches. But you know, they're also talking about stacking and packing the courts, you know, making the Supreme Court, for example, bigger so that they can have complete control of every branch of government. So this is a moment in time where, you know, no one can be under any illusions, you know, as to where the chips have fallen, and we're going to have to fight harder for our republic, and no one should take my word out of context. What happened last Wednesday, you know, is a version of fighting for our republic that is absolutely unacceptable. When I say fighting for our republic, it's in the spirit of, you know, of debate and, you know, and winning elections, and instead of cowering and being silent, is to, you know, fight for our freedoms, unite where there's common ground with others who feel like us, like-minded, and, you know, and not rest. You can't just, you know, right now we're in a situation, one party rule in New York City, one party rule in Albany, one party rule in Washington, D.C. This is not a time to get so discouraged that you're just going to stay at home, silent, and not participate.
Let me just say this, and I said it earlier on the show. We've got so many things to concentrate on right now. If we're going to keep fanning flames and create bigger division, we're never going to accomplish anything. Right now, we got to get a firm hold on COVID without question. Maybe another stimulus deal. And people need money right now. You know, you got a PPP starting up again today. You got distribution happening, which is a good thing regarding the vaccine. But the concentration must be there. Can't be sidetracked. And quite frankly, if we keep going forward with this ongoing division, we'll never get anything done. Big time in our country right now. Congressman, always a pleasure. We'll have you on again more time allotted, and we look forward to that.
All right. You take care, Jay.